The Thrift Savings Plan website currently does not provide a space for responses to be emailed or even electronically sent for account services questions, but that's something that's likely to see. And Tom Trabucco is, of course, the Director of External Affairs for the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. He joins us every Monday, normally at about 3:30, but because of the weird, wacky baseball stuff, he's joining us early. Tom, great to have you with us. Thank you for joining us.
As always, I'm happy to be with you, Chris.
So tell us how this came about. This essentially would provide people with the ability to electronically message TSP with any sort of questions that they have about their accounts?
That's right, in a secure environment. And it's something we don't currently have. And it was brought to our attention really by the folks overseas, the uniformed services folks and others, who have told us that it would be helpful and more convenient if they had this kind of service. We do have some experience with it in that we do have web-issued notices that go out over the web. People, we do this via Gov Delivery, where if people want to sign up for it, whenever we put new information on our website, we'll send them a notice that there's new information and they can go and check it out. That's proven to be quite popular. We've got over 200,000 people who have subscribed to that. So this is really the next step.
So talk to us a little bit about how exactly this would work. What do you envision right now? Because I know you're just in the early stages of it, right?
That's right. Yeah, it's going to be done as part of our web overhaul, which is going to occur during the first quarter of the next year. But as we talked about last week, we'll be doing a test drive on the new website in October. So we're just leading up to that right now. And what it really does, it's not going to be a substitute for our call centers. You'll still be able to call if you have a question and get a knowledgeable person to provide an answer at one of our two call centers. But it's just another means of communication. And, of course, it's one that could be less subject to miscues. You know, there's always the possibility that someone will misunderstand what happens in a phone conversation, and often putting it in writing can make it that much clearer.
And you can almost do sometimes a form that people fill out the individual pieces that sort of helps lead it all the way through the process.
That's right. Hopefully without becoming too bureaucratic.
Right, exactly.
Make sure that we get the information that we need to go in and check, you know, individual questions about accounts, whether it be I took out a loan, those loan payments are not showing up in my account, what's going on, that type of thing. The key, again, was to be able to do it in a secure environment as you're sending personal information back and forth in the form of a dialogue.
So do you, is the idea that this will be available come October when you roll out the whole website, or is this something that will take place later into next year?
I think this will take place later into next year, in the first quarter of next year, because we do still have a number of things that we need to do aside from the security and privacy issues. We need to train folks on our end at our call centers, most likely, to communicate in this new medium. We've got good people there who are answering the phones and they're good at that, but not everybody who's good on the phone will be good in it. It will have good writing skills.
Right,
so we're
exactly
identifying, you know, the group that we will have to work on that. They've largely been identified already. And as I said, we anticipate launching it in conjunction with the rollout during the first quarter of 2010.
And do you see this actually being a way that people could actually send emails? Or, I mean, I know the sites that I use, most of them have you go through their system. That way, it's controlled and in a more safe environment. Maybe you can secure those messages all the way across or something like that.
That's right. You will have to log on. So you will have to, give the account number and your web password, and that's what puts us in that secure mode so that you can then ask your question and expose, you know, what it is that you want exposed to somebody who is part of our system and not to somebody who's a bad guy out there trying to listen for such information and defraud people. And we also need some time, of course, to set up the service metrics to make sure that the responses are timely and accurate, as we do now with our call centers.
And we want to, and it seems like there are a couple challenges in here, the most of which is you want to ensure security and privacy, that those things, if that breaks down, then all sorts of problems happen.
That's right. No, we do. We have to be absolutely certain about that, and that's why we've approached this cautiously. You know, we do have a number of ways that people can get get their information. As I said, they can call the call center. They can go to their agency and have their agency communicate with us if they prefer to do it that way. They can always write, of course, and we do respond to written questions. But this is just another arrow in our quiver, another way to do it while keeping the information secure but available to the right person.
Perfect. And we also wanted to touch base because we like taking a look at the numbers, seeing how things are going.
That's right. It was quite a good week last week. And rather than looking at the weekly numbers, maybe since we're close to the end of the month, we'll take a look at the month-to-date numbers. Everything is positive. Stellar performances in the CS&I fund, 4.1% month-to-date, 4.8%, and 3.9% month-to-date on those, as well as very good performance from the L funds, especially at the medium and longer end. 2020, 2030, and 2040 are now, or as of the close of business Friday, 2.5%, 3%, and 3.4% for the month.
And we talked a couple weeks ago, but given the place that that is, almost the nature of the market seems to have changed a little bit, this isn't, maybe it's a good time to sort of look back, and for people who may have put a lot of money in the G fund, it may be time to sort of say, is that really where you want your money these days?
That's right, exactly. And remember, we're looking ahead at this point, and past performance is not an indicator of what the performance ahead is going to be. What you can look at, however, is your investment horizon and determine what your horizon is and how much risk you can take on given your plan. So again, in that regard, I always recommend taking a look at the L funds.